It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach and CEO of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's Memorial Day weekend. I just want to put a big shout out first, though, to Deborah Osgood. Dr. Deb Osgood was with me last weekend, and we were talking about how to be innovative and really how you stay vitally employed. It's a whole different world out there, and Dr. Deb Osgood added a lot. I got a lot of feedback from the listening audience in terms of, boy, I never realized what I needed to do to keep developing my professional career. Also, big shout out to my running friends. There was a lot of participation, you know, at the Rockin' Race and the week before the road race at Canterbury Shaker Village. So it's always great to see people participate in the Rockin' Race. Concord is transformed into a great arena raising money for the Payson Center, but there's also some great camaraderie. But it's important this Memorial Day weekend that we bring back on Brigadier General, retired now, Stephen Curry, to talk about the New Hampshire State Veterans Cemetery and other things. Thank you, Brigadier General, for joining me. And you look fit. And you look like you could still lead thousands of men into battle.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but I feel great. And working for a terrific organization and on a really, really worthwhile initiative keeps you busy, keeps you fit, and keeps you focused.
Awesome. So let's kind of start with Veterans Day weekend, and from your perspective, the meaning of Memorial Day.
Well, Memorial Day obviously includes some veterans, but not all veterans. Memorial Day is a day where the nation remembers and honors those veterans who have made the ultimate sacrifice, who have passed on, and helped in the course of their military service. To make this nation so great. So that's the purpose of Memorial Day, is to remember those who have passed, and especially remember those who have passed in the course of serving in combat.
Now, you're involved now, of course, with the New Hampshire State Veterans Cemetery, and that mission is to provide and maintain a dignified final resting place to honor all veterans and eligible dependents, which expresses the state's gratitude for their service to the country. The New Hampshire State Veterans Cemetery conveys peace through natural beauty and is a source of pride to veterans, families, and residents of New Hampshire. So let's kind of level set the listening audience and tell us where it's located and your involvement with it.
Well, the Veterans Cemetery, it's the State Veterans Cemetery itself, is located in Boscawen, just north of the town of Boscawen on Route 3, right off of Exit 17. In New Hampshire of Interstate 93. Very easy to get to. It's a well-marked location. And it's been in existence now for about 20 years. In fact, I think this year is its 20th year, 20th anniversary. It is a wonderful place and a fitting tribute to the sacrifices and service of primarily New Hampshire veterans who have served throughout our nation's history. And the Veterans Cemetery is just an absolutely fantastic place that focuses on their selfless sacrifice to the nation.
Great. And what are the plans for the future? I know that obviously there's, you know, 14 acres, and we can, which is great, but you also have some additional phases for future expansion. So tell us about that.
Well, there are, out of the, I believe it's 104 total acres of land, the current footprint is quickly becoming used up. In the past year, through a federal grant, the cemetery director was able to have constructed additional columbariums. That's the structures that hold the urns on those kinds of burials. And then And there's another section of those being constructed on the north side of the cemetery near the chapel. In addition to that, there's about a 5-acre plot of the original 104 on the north side of the cemetery as well, adjacent to Route 3, that is being currently surveyed and designed and prepared, the ground prepared, for an additional amount of in-ground interments. And of course, that'll all be subject to ground conditions and the topography and all that kind of stuff. But it's the cemetery director, Mike Horn, is a professional engineer and understands very thoroughly what's going on up there and what has to go on to stay ahead of the pace of being able to do what we have to do.
Yeah, Mike's a great guy, and of course, I learned a lot about the Veterans Cemetery when Mike and another retired Brigadier General, Bob Dasson, visited me, and next thing you know, I was writing out a check for a different thing. So how is, this is New Hampshire after all, so how is this all funded and maintained?
Well, the cemetery itself is funded through the state's Adjutant General Office, Brigadier General Dave Michaelides. The state Adjutant General supervises the cemetery director and basically owns the cemetery as an entity. Funding for the core functions of the cemetery are done through the legislative budgeting process, just like everything else. And the purpose of the New Hampshire Veterans Cemetery Association as a nonprofit is to supplement or augment the funding that Mike gets from the legislature with things that don't get through the legislature as part of the normal budgeting process. And so the Cemetery Association itself has been in existence since about 1997 and does a great job of evaluating Mike's additional requirements and providing him, quite frankly, with whatever he asked for in terms of enhancing the not only the appearance but the operation of the cemetery on behalf of our veterans.
Great. Now, if I'm a citizen listening to this and I want to donate or get involved, how would that happen?
Well, you could go on to the New Hampshire Veterans Cemetery website, or you can go to our website, which is www.nhvca.org. And you can make a donation there, and you can make a donation. You can buy brick pavers on behalf of somebody that you want to honor and remember. You can buy benches. You can donate, just simply donate money that's unrestricted or unspecified. We have a real special project going on right now that would attract some of that and would be a really, really worthwhile contribution.
Well, tell us about that project.
Well, it's called the Veterans Heritage Learning Center. And we toiled very hard to come up with that name, because what we don't want people to think it is a museum or a visitor center, because that's not what it is. The Veterans Heritage Learning Center is a addition onto the back of the admin building at the cemetery that will house an educational experience for the public, but primarily school children. We got this idea from school teachers who traditionally have brought their kids to the cemetery as part of their history or a social studies curriculum. And the teachers have brought the kids up there to do a number of things. So we thought this ought to be an experience that the kids remember, number one, and remember for a long time. So we need to enhance what we have to offer that teacher and those students in terms of understanding and appreciating the sacrifices of New Hampshire's veterans throughout our military history here as a state.
This, to me, is a great way of children learning, you know, some history.
Right. We have actually briefed the current State Board of Education on this project and on its purpose and intent, And they were very impressed and very excited about supporting it. And so we just wanted to make sure that they understood what we were doing and how much of a contribution it was really going to be.
Exactly. And yeah, so I was really happy that that debrief occurred. And of course, the state board and just in general, real world warning is all about. So can a school visit right now and get the full advantage of the learning center, or is it still in a phase?
The learning center is in the process of being put together. The building itself has been completed. It was completed last November, and we have taken on two contractors, one from Boston and one from Chicago, who we are working with diligently, along with about six or seven teachers, to provide for them the guidance on how to, number one, create the curriculum inside this experience, but also how to structure and fabricate what we need inside to make it effective. As you might imagine, when you're doing something that's for predominantly students and fourth graders or middle school students or whatever, it's not like going to Six Flags, but you got to have things that kids appreciate and kids get attracted to, so that they learn effectively. So
which is the bottom line. So that sort of student centered learning. So I do want to explore that. So let's hold on that thought. We'll take a break for a commercial, and we'll return with Stephen Curry and talk more of the New Hampshire Veterans Heritage Learning Center and other similar initiatives. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm here this weekend with Brigadier General retired Stephen Curry talking about the New Hampshire State Veterans Cemetery. And again, it's very appropriate that this is occurring on Memorial Day weekend. Big shout out again to my running friends, and I'd make one other request that if you can make it out Monday to Wilton, there is a Black Fly Blitz race. At Wilmot Flats. So there's a race that a number of us go to, every Monday. So let's get back to you, Stephen. So tell us, we're talking offline, how you've really tailored the learning center so that there's like a chronology, but also recognizing that if we're trying to educate our young people in the state, that you have to really be student-centered in terms of what intrigues them. And I've learned this through my work with the State Board of Ed and my own kids. I mean, if you find their passion, they'll be learning history without even kind of knowing it. So take us through how you're going to kind of walk a student through that, and then let's get into also the capital campaign, because I want to use this as an opportunity to get some corporations on board with helping complete the funding.
Well, thanks. The experience at the Learning Center is essentially, it's a multimedia environment. It's designed to first set the context with the students about America's military history in a chronological fashion. In other words, start back in the 17th century and track America's military experience through all of the major conflict periods. And I'm not talking about tracking it in excruciating detail. It's just making them aware that there are certain periods of America's history when the contributions of veterans was extremely important. Now, in the context of walking them through this, they will learn about specific individuals from New Hampshire who played really critical roles in those different periods of time. They will also learn about New Hampshire units. For example, in the Battle of Gettysburg, the 5th New Hampshire Regiment that played a really, really important role. And they will learn about that regiment's participation and the many sacrifices that regiment endured during that battle. So it's an experiential learning thing. We tried to make it as multimedia as possible so that children essentially can go from one media, one method of delivery to another very, very quickly. Read something, push a button, and listen to a little vignette on a screen. One of the really interesting aspects of how we're setting this up is what we call the Footlocker Theater. the Foot Locker Theater is a mini, mini theater that sits in the middle of the room, and the teacher can conduct her instruction or show a film or whatever she wants on a large screen monitor, and the seats in this theater are made out of Foot Lockers. And there is actually artifacts and equipment and things in those Foot Lockers
soldier helmets and stuff.
Exactly. All of my equipment that I wore during Operation Desert Storm in 1990 and 91 will be in one of those Foot Lockers. So if they happen to be talking about Operation Desert Storm or that period, the teacher can say, "Hey, Billy, open up that locker, that Foot Locker you're sitting on, and pull out all that stuff." And they'll pull out my Kevlar and my load bearing equipment and my canteen and all that kind of stuff, and they can actually handle it and put their hands on it and feel how heavy that Kevlar was to wear, and those kinds of things. So we're trying to make it as tactile as we possibly can, so that they get that experience and they'll remember it. So the other part of the instruction that they're getting, and they will get, and this was requested by the teachers right up front, is they'll get a little pitch on what is it you do at a cemetery, whether it's a veteran cemetery in the state or a national veteran cemetery. There's some things you're going to see and hear that you don't hear and see anywhere else. For instance, what do you do when you hear somebody playing taps? What does taps sound like? And what are you supposed to do as an individual when you hear it? So we'll be providing that information through the teachers and with some certain displays on to teach them how to pay appropriate respect to what they're hearing.
And you'll have some kiosks, and you'll have a wall of honor, and
the wall of honor, of course, will capture all of the Medal of Honor winners from the state of New Hampshire. All the way back for as far as we can find records. And we'll capture all those names and as many of those stories and those citations as we possibly can. We have another wall that we're calling the Living Calendar. It's a 366-day calendar, and on each day of the year, there'll be something listed there that happened that was significant to New Hampshire's contribution to America's military experience. And we've already constructed that, and that'll be on another wall.
So you have a touchstone screen, touch a day, and then...
Exactly, something like that.
So you're in the middle of this. This sounds awesome. And just for everybody to know, I mean, in all the work I've done with the State Board of Ed and the New Hampshire Coalition for Business Education, this is what learning is all about, and this is how we'll get young children and students passionate, you know, about history. And this is awesome. You're halfway through the campaign, and you're the fundraising chair. So who roped you into that?
Well, actually, I just gave up the position as president of the association after a four-year term last November. So, but I agreed to stay on as the fundraising chairman because I was in on the origination of this idea and a force behind it. So I decided I need to stay with it until its completion. So we started our what we called the silent campaign. It was corporations, banks, credit unions, foundations. We've been doing that for a little bit over a year, and we're at about 55% of our goal. Our goal is $700,000 in fundraising. We're just moving up on to about $400,000 at this point. We've gotten some tremendous contributions, not only from Northeast Delta Dental, but some other folks, and we've developed some real excitement over this particular project. This last month, we actually started our public campaign, where we're opening up the information on this in newspapers, on radio shows like this, going out and speaking to, I've been to 5 Rotary clubs already, talking about this program, and it's really encouraging to hear the number one, the recognition that this is something that is clearly needed, but also the willingness to step up and help us achieve our goal.
So I know a bunch of my CEO colleagues listen to this show, so I'm assuming there's still room for corporations. They're out of the quiet phase, and that's when I was visited, and it's a no-brainer, you know, veterans, history, students, respect, so they could contact you. And
absolutely.
And I'm sure that...
Contact me, and I will be glad to come and sit down with them and explain to them and entertain any questions they have.
It's awesome. This is amazing. I'm so pleased to see it's progressed this far. So let's remaining time. Let's just segue back to your history. So you were in Desert Storm 1, correct?
Correct. 1990 and 1991.
So I always wanted to ask you this. So did you interface with General Schwarzkopf?
No, he was about 9 levels above me.
It can't be 9 levels.
I wasn't a brigadier general back then.
Okay.
I was a lieutenant colonel. I commanded a military police battalion out of Fort Hood, Texas, and deployed from Fort Hood, and served with my battalion in that operation. We arrived in Saudi Arabia in October of 1990, and we stayed there until June of 1991. At the conclusion of the ground war, my battalion was primarily responsible for moving units in and out of the battle area and through the battle area. And we served in Saudi Arabia and in Kuwait.
So when the Learning Center is complete, we probably will see some of you there in living color in a way, right?
It's possible.
Well, I mean, that was one of the more successful wars we've administered, right?
That war was truly an exception to our normal experience. I served in. I wasn't part of a New Hampshire unit at all, but I served in that war. But there are New Hampshire units that served in that war as well, and New Hampshire soldiers who served in that war, and we'll certainly capture them.
That's great, and that, you know, like you said, we sort of prosecuted that war and George Bush the first, and then when we completed our goal, that was it. We didn't linger on, and it was just so efficient and effective, and you know, the right thing. So thank you for the service to our country. I always admire people that serve the country, and am so glad that someone like you is heading up this Learning Center development. And as Stephen mentioned, you know, Delta Dental's involved. I want to get all my CEO friends involved. There's no greater project, I think, than this. So final word on the Veterans Cemetery in general, in terms of, can people just go out there anytime, or there are certain hours that you're not supposed to be there? Can you give us that little rundown?
There are no hours when you're not supposed to be there. It's open to the public 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The administrative building is open from dawn to dusk. It is a wonderful place. I like to call it Arlington, but better. If you've been to Arlington Cemetery in Washington, D.C., a very, very, very wonderful place, but it's getting full, and there's a crisis coming. So the other option is the New Hampshire Veterans Cemetery, and it is a wonderful option.
It's beautiful. It's easy to get to. I've been there many times. I passed it many times on the way to skiing Ragged and other mountains that way. So exit 17, right?
Right.
And you'll be there in no time. So thank you, General Stephen Curry, retired. Thank you for all the service to the country and for leading this project.